We're doing a breathing lesson. So here, come back onto your abdomen again and try rolling over the other shoulder this time, Michael. Yeah, you can too, Terry. Okay. And find the position this time, if it works for you, with your hands under your forehead instead of the blanket. And this is a little odder, heels in, toes out. You just acclimate yourself. Yeah. And you can do, listen to your breath just as it is, and just listen to the length of your breath as it comes in and out. So having your heels in and your toes out might feel a little bit awkward. If you need to take your legs wider, you can play with that. If you want to just see how it goes, you can. So again, finding this pattern of breathing in, and you feel the pressing that happens, and then extending your pause at the top of the inhale until you are ready to exhale. And it does not need to be when you're uncomfortable. You can do it before you are uncomfortable. So how do you even know? Like, it's an experiment. Each time can be a little different. You breathe in, there's a pressing that happens, and maybe a movement in the back. And when you unpause the breath and you allow the exhale, what changes in your contact with the ground, in the length of your body maybe, the length of your low back? Few more times. And this lesson began with this pattern of breathing on our back. So if you would like to do that, Ingrid, just a few times, we're watching how we stop breathing, how we pause and hold the breath. And we're not holding for the longest time that we could, although if you want to do that, you certainly could. But we're trying to stay within the place of ease and make it enjoyable and gentle. And then switch and elongate the other pause. So instead, you're inhaling, exhaling, and then at the bottom, you elongate the pause a little bit until you feel like it's time to gather a breath in. And for most people, one of those patterns is going to be a little bit more normal, more comfortable, more the usual. Like if I'm going to do a movement that's hard, I will probably hold my breath either after the inhalation or after I exhale. One of those will be easier for me. Can you have a sense of which that might be for you? They might both be more even now. And slowly, if you can rest here, rest here. So do what you need to be comfortable. You can rest on your side for a moment. And one time with your heels in and your toes out, and then we're all going to come back on our back. So just hang there. You're good. Find this inhalation and see if you can tell the difference between the two. What's different between having your heels in and your heels out for breathing? You can pause or you can just breathe. See if you can tell the difference. Yeah. Huh. And then roll onto your back. Yeah. And in the resting place, feel your breath coming in and out. Notice whether it seems a little bit more even in some way or just has a different character to the breath. Notice how you transition from the inhale to the exhale, and from the exhale to the inhale. And slowly stand your feet. If you're not ready to stand your feet, you don't need to. If your feet are really slippery, take your socks off. Okay. Now, we'll do something we haven't done. So it's a little odd. And often we do these things that are very strange, but I'm going to give you an image I generally don't do. So if you think about, you know, when you're standing, up is always up, right? When you're lying down, up is still up. So for you, up would be that way. Yeah. For you, up is there, down is there. Yep. So the idea is to take your hands into your hair, take a hold of your hair. You'll have Shelly hair. You know what Shelly hair is. You know what Shelly hair is. You'll have massage hair. And Michael, you'll have to kind of come up with how you do this. And the idea is that you gently begin to elongate your hair a little up towards the ceiling, very gently. You'll have to see how that is for your shoulders. And it's, you're not going to turn your head. You're not rotating, you're not tucking your chin or elongating your chin upwards, you're going straight up. Now up is always like the sky, wherever you are, the sky is only above your head. Yeah, it's okay. So even if you're lying down, your sky would be where the wall is. Yeah, there you go, good. Yep, and that's really a particular thing about Feldenkrais, no matter where you are, everything is about you. So down will always be in the direction of your feet. Right will always be out to your right. Yeah. Okay. Now notice if you're breathing. And notice like how you're meeting this strange idea. How do you do it? Yeah. And then rest your hands down for a moment. Did you find a way? Yeah, it's like really right above. You almost want to like really grab, like really good. Yeah, yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Okay. All right. Did you find a way, Michael? It felt pretty good. Okay. So we'll do this again after your arms have a little rest. So when you're ready, you can, and I'll describe the same breathing. So first, make friends with this strange movement again. Find a place for your hands to be as comfortable as possible. Not, you know, a death grip, but you are gripping pretty close to the scalp. And then begin to, on the inhale, pause after the inhale and elongate that transition before you exhale. As you have the sense of growing a little long, like from the crown of your head, you're elongating all the way through, even down to your tailbone. You inhale and elongate the pause, and just long enough, and then watch how you exhale. And you can even relax and rest your hands a little on the exhale so that maybe even your head shrinks back a little into you. I mean, it's such a small movement. It might be even more that you feel your scalp move more than anything else. And you inhale and pause. And then when it's time, the exhale comes. Yeah. And then if you're still okay here, continue on and switch. You can take a break when you need and come back. But this time, you'll elongate with the exhale and pause with the exhale, and then rest your hands a little on the inhale. So the opposite of what we were doing. So you elongate your head a little in the upward place and see what it's like to pause the breath at the bottom only long enough that you experience it and can feel how you inhale when it's time, resting your hands on the inhale. Yeah. Maybe you notice some other things that happen as you pause your breath. What else happens? Good, and let that go and rest with your arms at your sides. Your legs can stay or they can go long. And the way that we breathe, the lungs, they kind of are, it's like a magnetic connection between the lungs and the ribs and the diaphragm. And so when we change our shape, we don't change how much room we have in the lungs, but we can change which part of ourselves we're using to fill the same space, and that space may be a little differently shaped. So here, just feel your shape and your volume as you breathe. And it might not feel the same as it did in the beginning. Your distance from the front of your shirt to the ground. And then with your feet standing, bring your hands again up into your hair or up onto your scalp and begin to find a very small movement of elongating just the right side. So you have both the right and left parts of your hair or your scalp in your hands, just like we did before, but you're really mostly elongating through the right side upward. So there's a little tilt that will happen because your right ear will go a little upward too, and your chin will go a little bit out to the right. And then you come back to neutral, and it's very small. And the quality might be more like kind of pulling taffy, like you pull taffy and maybe the whole side of your right face and your ear and your right neck all the way down through even to maybe your right sitting bone gets a little bit longer and then come back. Not a big move, just a little move. Yeah, that's right, Michael. I think that's a good way to try it. Is that clear? Yeah, that's right. And then notice too, how's the breath going? And can you tell whether you were holding on the exhale or the inhale? Yeah, just on the right for a moment. Yeah, as long as it's okay. And then begin inhaling and pausing the breath as you tilt this way, and then when you are done with the pause, come back to the middle as you exhale. So you'll inhale and you find the pause. See what you can allow to soften and to not be working. And then when you exhale, you bring your head back to neutral. If you need a break, you can take a break. Maybe 3 or 4 more breaths. How is that, Ingrid? No, you came in the middle. Is it clear? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Okay. And then rest your arms that leave your feet standing. Yeah. Does anyone need a blanket on them now? Yeah? Okay. Terry, do you want a blanket? I've got enough for everyone. Okay. You're welcome. Michael, do you want a blanket? Okay. So, same, sticking with the right again. Both hands come up and they find a home where they can have a sense of elongating, but you elongate a little more with the right side. And then this time, as you go, you'll coordinate the exhale with the elongating of the right. You grow taller on the right, holding the pause after the exhale, and then inhaling, you release it. It's very small. You exhale and you wait for the moment when you breathe in and you're aware and you return your head to neutral as you breathe in. Yeah. Notice what's happening too with the jaw, your shoulders. And then let that go and pause, rest your hands. You may choose to take this rest in the chair that is behind you, because we'll do the next move in a chair where you can rest on your back, your choice. You can rest sitting in the chair, or you can rest lying on your back, because we'll sit in the chair for a moment with the next one. Find your way up and find your way to a chair. You each have one. They're right there. I'm prepared. And, you know, one of the ways to do this is sitting, you know, like this. But for most of us, when we're sitting on the ground, we have a little bit of a rounding here. So chairs are so nice. So in the chair, take your legs out a little wide, give yourself a little more room, and with no reference to anybody else, find your purchase, right? Where your hands go. Yeah. In your hair. We'll have beautiful styled hair when we leave. Mine's got more body already. And then we go the same movement that you felt on the ground, but the left side. So the left side gets a little bit longer. And in the chair, it's important that you're sitting pretty up on your sitting bones, right? So notice if you're leaning back and find a place where you can feel like you have length and you're long. And then, you know, make friends with the position. So how does this change your breath? Where do you put your legs? How wide apart? And actually, Terry, I think if you come forward more on the chair, your feet will be more solid on the ground. And that's another thing. How forward can you be so that you feel like you have, yeah. And that helps, doesn't it? Yeah, nice. And then when you maybe drop your hands in your lap for a moment and pause. And then when you return, finding the sense of the left side goes up a little more than the right. Your chin moves a little to the left. And then coordinate the inhale, your pause, and hold it as long as you wish. And then your exhale comes and you can soften. I mean, really, the whole thing should be soft, right? So it's just that you like, it's like that taffy pull. If you have a little pull on the taffy, then when you release it, after you hold and elongate your inhale, it just returns a little bit. And you elongate a little with the inhale and the pause. And releasing on the exhale. And then you can switch the breath when you choose and try it the other way. So you're just coordinating with a different part of the breath. The exhale and the pause after the exhale. And softening into the inhale. That's right, resting the arms whenever you need. And that's very good. Because it's quite an ask to have your arms over your head. So at some point you begin to elongate the left side with your exhale. There's a pause. And your inhale, the taffy kind of returns to its original shape. And elongate. Maybe even there's a sense that your jaw gets a little longer. Yeah. It's different too when we're not on the ground, isn't it? It really changes what you can do because there's more that happens in the ribs. So you can pause. If you're not sure that you knew that, you can return one more time and see, because when we're not on the ground all of a sudden, we can find that that length also can move through the ribs, along the waist a little, right? Because you're not on the ground, so you don't have friction. You found it, Terry. You can rest. Yeah. Now, you don't have to make anything happen, but if you were to lengthen the left hand, the left elbow could also lengthen, and maybe even the left ribs might lengthen a little. And it's very small, that's right, yep. Yeah, good. Okay. It's perfect what you found. And then return to the earth. And take your time and rest on your backs. And now if you observed the breath without changing it as best you could, what would it be like and what would you notice? What happens? What are the transitions like? Where are the echoes of what we've been doing? What do you notice? And then slowly find your way to your belly. Yeah, good. And as we did the first time, so I'll say the position and then you can modify it. So your hands kind of down on the earth, arms extended a little above your head. They can go under the blanket. They can go over the blanket. Yeah, you can have the blanket under your forehead. You can have your forehead directly on the ground. And this time, toes in, heels out. So your toes kind of touch and your heels really wing out. It's okay, I'll fix it. Yeah, I can see. It's a good day for a blanket. And see how this comes together now, this breathing. In and out, notice without holding anything, just the process of taking the breath, the process of moving from one part to another, your transitions. And then begin again to inhale and pause the breath. Extend that transition between your inhale and your exhale. And see how it is now. When you're ready, before it's uncomfortable, before you need to, you exhale and feel how the exhale changes your position. What happens and how do you change? Do you get longer? Do you feel a change in your width, in the way that your arms rest, or the movement in your upper chest? Is your head completely heavy on the ground, or is it held up a little? How do you do this? And then we'll come, you can rest for a moment, just let the breath come in and out. And we'll change the position a little here. And it's okay to have it not be this position, so I'll give it an option as well. But we'll take the heels inward, toes out. And this time, the idea, and it might not work for your shoulders, we'll just see, would be to come with your head resting on your hands. And so you're going to be propped on your elbows somehow. Now, that might not work, right, Terry? So you could instead just stay with your, oh, maybe it does work. Is that comfortable for you? You could do it like that, actually. And then the idea would be that you would also rest your head in your chin, which I'm not sure. Chin in your hands. I'm not sure. So see how that goes for you.
It does work.
It does work. Okay. All right. Yeah, you can look at it and decide not to. That's right. And then this time, it's the exhale. And you elongate the pause after the exhale. Yeah. That's right. And it's kind of an ask to have the heels in. So Ingrid, if you need to adjust or not do that, or you need to take your legs wider to do it, you can. I know, mine don't either. So it's fine. So you just, you know, find a balance where you're getting the sense of it, but not, doesn't have to be a lot of effort. And then notice how you begin the inhale. Where does it come from? Where does it press you? And then how is it to elongate the exhale, and what can you soften through there? Yeah. Yeah, I know. It can be extremely challenging. So you can also just let the legs go. Yeah. And sometimes it's just simply doing something really unfamiliar, and it's amazing how challenging it is. So if you have your head in your hands, take a rest and rest your head on your palms and put your feet any way you like. So just take a rest. And then slowly come back onto your back. Take your time. And stand your feet and bring your hands up again into your hair or taking a hold of your scalp, somewhere above your ears. Yeah, and have that sense of length there. And very slow, very small. Maybe you turn as you're having this little pull, very little pull, and you turn your nose just maybe a quarter of an inch right and a quarter of an inch left as you're breathing in and as you're breathing out. And then bring your head back to center. And feel that you could press into your feet a little and feel the trajectory of the push through your feet go all the way up through your head. You may have to imagine that first. It may help to have your hands up, or you may need to give them a rest and still play with this idea. So choose, but see if you can find a trajectory, a way that you could push a little downward into your feet. And have the force go straight up through the crown of your head, even if it was only in your imagination. And that your breath would continue. And then go ahead and rest your hands for a moment. Just let them rest. If you want to keep pressing a little and playing with that, you may. You can just rest. And then when you are curious and when you are ready to see what it's like, come again with your hands on your scalp. And the idea would be to push just gently into your feet as you inhale and you elongate through your hands upwards just a little bit. And then you pause at the top of your inhale and then rest on the exhale. So you have this little bit of a push. Drawing in of the breath, elongating the inhale, elongating the pause, I mean, and then you resting the taffy pull in the exhale. Notice what happens in the jaw, and it's almost like you can actually pull your head away from your jaw. Your jaw could stay where it is, and you elongate your ears upwards, your scalp upwards, the whole spine from the top of your head all the way down through, and then you rest on the exhale. Nice. And then let's all rest completely for a minute. Let your legs lengthen and your arms come down at your sides. And stand your feet. And find where your hands do their best connection up in your hair, up with your scalp, which may actually be getting a little looser. Just changes. And then we coordinate the other part. So we have the inhale at rest, and there's a transition. And then the exhale, feel this little push through the feet, this little elongating through the hands. And you elongate the pause also while you do this. The pause after the exhale, elongating. And then when you inhale, you rest. Rest the pressing, rest the pulling. It's a very slow initiation of the movement. Very slow gathering up as you exhale. Pressing down into the feet just a little bit. Aiming each time, right? You aim the trajectory straight up through. And maybe you get a little more clear. How do you press? How do you angle to help you elongate through the head and neck? Resting on the inhale, resting as you transition into the exhale and beginning again. And slowly, when you feel satisfied, when you feel like you are ready to rest your hands, go ahead and lengthen your legs and rest. There is no pattern of breath that is the right way. And as we rest, our breath can be slow. It doesn't need to be very deep. It doesn't need to be up or down or anything. And our system chooses the breath. If we let it. So what is your breath now? How fast does it go? How long are your transitions from your inhale to your exhale and from your exhale to your inhale? And how is that different from when you began? If you remember what your breath was like at the beginning. What's new? And feel also for yourself the weight of your head on the ground and where you touch the ground really well, where you sink and where you're light on the floor. And when you're willing, roll in some way slowly, not to disrupt what you've found. So move in a way that will allow you to keep your sense of length up through your spine. And that just simply means to be soft. You lose more by trying to keep your head up. So maybe coming onto your belly, dropping your head down. Coming onto your feet, rolling up, something that will keep you soft, long. Yeah, and then make your way to stand on the hard floor, so not on your mat. When you stand, let your hands dangle. And here, feel your breath. And also that pushing down from your feet. We do that when we stand, right? Gravity goes down through the bones and then there's a rebound and it goes straight up through the spine and through the crown of the head. So this is a breathing lesson, but it's also has to do with the reorienting and resetting your atlas centered over your spine, which is really interesting. So take a walk and see how it comes together, how your arms swing, how you look around, how you breathe when you walk. Your shape of your breath. Hehehehe.